Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, the sun is just coming up over the hills outside my office window. It's a lovely time of day, and I rejoice in the beauty and quiet of the morning. But even in the quiet, I find my mind is not quiet today. There's so many choices and decisions to make in life, aren't there? You know, some choices we face will have life-changing ramifications, and others, like what we'll cook for breakfast or even if we'll have breakfast, still take thought and require a choice, even if only a small choice. I came across an interview with Thomas Kincaid, an American painter. He was often called the painter of light. He painted pictures of wonderful cottages or churches nestled in the hills with a warm light shining from every window onto the landscape. And in an interview, Thomas Kincaid said, "Remember, choice, not chance, determines your destiny." Wow, that's pretty powerful. Let me repeat that. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Yes, big and little choices do affect our destiny. For instance, the other morning I was going to pour milk on my oatmeal, but the milk had gone sour. It was a small event, but affected my destiny that morning in what I was going to have for breakfast. Oh, friend, has your life gone sour? Has it lost its freshness? Have things piled up in your life so that any decision you make doesn't seem to make a dent because of all the overwhelming issues that you're facing? Maybe you're missing out on each day's opportunity to choose joy by simply allowing your mind to dwell only on your problems. Maybe those issues are turning your life sour, like sour milk. Well, I have found that one way to get out of a sour attitude is to have a song in my heart. And Cheryl Salem, a friend of mine, wrote a wonderful song of encouragement years ago. And it's my prayer that this song will inspire you, wherever you are and whatever you're facing. Here's Cheryl singing her song, "It's Too Soon to Give Up."
Soon to give up. Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. It may hurt sometimes, and everything may seem against us, but God's promises are for us. Let's use them.
You've been wounded in battle. You're broken and you're bruised. But in the power of our Lord, this war you will not lose. Stand firm upon His promise. With your faith, hold on.
Oh, yes, it is too soon to give up. No matter what you're facing today, just know that we serve a God of unlimited grace and favor and blessing. And with the Lord by your side, it is too soon to give up. Well, I'm talking about choices on this program, including not giving up. And since I'm a person who often thinks in pictures, I find God teaches me that way too. Some years ago, some friends invited me to their mountain home in the little town of Idlewild. They bought and then remodeled a log cabin that had belonged to an old-time movie actor. They kept the dark little cabin with the rock fireplace and built around it, adding rooms with lots of windows and balconies with pots of flowers hanging out over the mountain ledge. It reminded me of what God must think when He looks at us. He remembers the little old dark cabin we used to be. And then He rejoices as He sees our hearts and mind change as we make choices to follow after Him. The Apostle Paul wrote that God loves to shower His kindness upon us, saying in Ephesians 2:7, "So God can point to us in all future generations as examples of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus." Yes, God too made a choice to send Jesus to our world that He might die for you so you would have eternal life, the greatest of all choices, just for you. So let Jesus speak through this song and invite His love to fill your heart anew as you listen to the song Amazing Love. Now here they are, the group called Voices of Praise, singing for you now, Amazing Love. Oh, yes, God's love is so amazing and available to each one of us today. I hope that song blessed you and reassured you of His love for you. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. Today I'm talking about the many choices we're faced with. Because this program is heard all over the world, I'm aware that some of you may be facing possible danger from wars, maybe not enough food to eat. And here in America, we also have hard choices to make, even though they may be different than yours. Do you struggle sometimes with being overwhelmed with choices? Choices. Everybody makes them without much thought sometimes. It's just something we do. Today's choices will affect us tomorrow. We can face each problem and situation with optimism or think, why does this always happen to me? I know a man who often says when something disappointing happens, why did God do this to me? Well, sometimes it's not God doing it, whatever it is. No, it may just be circumstances or other people's choices or even his own choice months ago that set things in motion now. Or sometimes things just happen and we don't have an explanation for it. Yes, bad things do happen to good people, as one author wrote. But we always have a choice in our attitude, and we always have a choice in asking Jesus to walk with us, to give us wisdom in the middle of our circumstance. In a modern translation of the Bible, King Solomon wrote in Proverbs 16:3, "Commit your way to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." Oh yes, that's what Jesus loves to do. He loves to be with us each and every day. He wants to be our best friend and help us with our plans and choices. Well, while you listen to this next song, why not take a moment and ask God to help you make the choices that you're facing today with His wisdom and grace? This next song reassures us that God will be with us. Indeed, it is no secret what God can do. And now here is one of my favorite artists, Vern Jackson, singing for you. It is no secret.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret can do.
What God can do.
There is no night, for in God's light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no and conquer you while God is on your side. Just take Him at His promise. No, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. God can do.
Oh, friends, it is no secret what God can do for you. He loves you. Well, on this program, I'm talking about making choices. Many years ago, after moving from San Francisco to a new town, soon it became obvious to me that my security depended more in people and relationships with my friends than in God. I missed my friends. I missed even the shops that I knew and the tree-lined streets I loved. And in the new town, the strength of my self-security began to crumble. And God spoke to my heart one windy day of the true life and security that only He can give. "Look out the window," God said. "See the houses that man has made? They appear so sturdy, so strong, so immovable in the wind. But let a strong enough wind come, and a house will blow down. But I will never leave you or forsake you." And then I noticed the tall palm trees outside my window, and I remembered reading that the palm trees have a strong root system that goes deep down in the soil, and they can bend and sway in the wind, but come through most storms still standing tall. And I knew I had a choice. How about you? We can live a life of true security by letting Jesus be our strength and placing our heart deep in His love. And in the book of Isaiah, it says that we will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Well, it's my prayer for you that, like palm trees, swaying in the winds of adversity, that you will cling tightly to Jesus, no matter what trouble blows upon your life. Well, now I want to play a wonderful song of encouragement for you. Here is Del Decker and friends singing, "It Took a Miracle."
My Father is omnipotent, on that you can rely. A God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle.
Yes, it took a miracle of love and grace for each one of us, didn't it? You know, it's so amazing to think that the God of the universe, who set the stars and planets in space and keeps the moon in orbit, also chooses to come and live in our heart if we ask Him to. Yes, that's the best choice that we could ever make. You know, whenever I speak about choices, my friend Dory, who's now in heaven with Jesus, always laughed and said, "When I hear someone teaching on choices, I always think of you, Samantha." And I guess I do often speak about making choices in some form or other, because I believe we make so many choices, often without much thought, and later find they affect our lives for years to come. The Bible itself is a book about stories of people and the choices they made. Some choices were a blessing, and some of their choices took them into slavery. And of course, we all make many choices that will affect others too. And I must admit, I haven't always made wise choices, but I'm learning. Yes, I'm learning to trust in God and obey the Lord just like you. And if you have an opportunity, a choice, I hope you'll write to me. I need to know you're listening on your station. Encouragement is an important thing, and like everyone else, I need encouragement too. And it would be so wonderful if you made the choice to write or email me and let me know that this ministry is touching your life. This ministry is 100% listener supported, so would you consider making a gift at this time? Just listen to the announcer for the contact information. And now our time together is over, and I will send you, if you ask, a free CD of this program, whether or not you can donate. And you can find my books as well as CDs of past Psalms of Hope programs on my website. And you'll also find me on Facebook. So do tune in, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.